I don't think anybody's seeing me.
Facts.
Nobody's, there's no female that's seeing me in a real freestyle off the top. I'm in the 0.01%, and that includes dudes. That's just what I do. That made me who I am. That's what got me on TV. That's been my brightest moments is ripping freestyles on Wild. It's been many a time I've ripped people on Wildin' Out where they didn't even show it because their agent or their manager asked Wildin' Out, please don't air that.
Wow. It was that bad.
No, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, what it do? It's your boy Stunt Lifestyle, and you are watching the We in Miami podcast. And today we have the one and only, the mega influencer, MTV host, and VH1 star. You probably seen her on Wildin' Out with Nick Cannon.
Oh yeah,
master MC and self-proclaimed spicy white Italian.
Ooh,
Justina Valentine.
What's up, Stunt?
How you feeling?
Listen, I'm feeling great. First off, like, big up to you on the space.
Thank you.
Super fire. The lighting is giving.
It's popping. You got the red. You looking real colorful today.
I'm feeling safe. I got the security guard right here. He looked like he got the blicky tucked right in the back. That's
right,
why
right,
on
right.
The side in case he got to grab it. But, right. Yeah, oh, okay.
He not too big in the
Shout
front.
Shout out to the sound effect guy, whoever did that, because that was dope. Sound effect guy or girl. But I love the space. I'm so happy to be here. Stunt, thank you for having me. I love your style.
Thank you.
Shout out to Rari. Shout out to Carissa.
Yes, yes. We also got my boy Rari in the building, promo king. Reality star on Love & Hip Hop, TMZ personality, killing it. Turn
yes.
up.
Yes.
You feeling good?
Amazing.
Turn I didn't up. Know you were on TMZ now.
Yeah, I just did my 13th episode.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Let's set up like a weird like photo op. Like I'll be like walking out of like Conceited yeah. or Nick Cannon's room or something and like scantily clad like, and then you could just.
All right, that'll be
we'll
lit.
Set that up. We'll set that up.
And we also have Carissa Rossi in the Ooh, building.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Marketing guru yes. and agent. So, I got to ask you, we got to get right into it. Justina.
Let's get into it. Yeah.
Now, you got a new single that's going crazy.
Yes.
Dropped June 29th called Mouth Go Crazy.
That's right.
Hey.
Mouth Go Crazy. And whatever you think it mean to me.
And you say mouth go crazy when you spit and your mouth go crazy on the dick.
Oh, that's offended. Did I say that? I don't even remember saying that, but it's true. Right, babe? No, I'm just playing. Suck a dick, suck a dick, suck a dick, suck a dick, suck a motherfucking dick, suck a... I was waiting for the beat to drop in. Sorry, let me shut my fucking ring off. I was waiting for the beat to drop in. That was
Now,
fire.
Your flow on that song, it reminds me of Busta Rhymes, yes. man, who we recently interviewed. Yes. Shout out to him. I just wanted
Shout
to know,
to the legend.
Could you spit that line for us, that crazy fast line?
Oh, yeah,
you
know so I'll go
on.
How go? Gum out. That's what I do before I spit and suck dick. What? All right, so go... My mouth go crazy. 1, 2, 3. Who she? JUSTINAVALENTINE. You see me on your TV. Birds in the bee. Sexy. Text me. Jet ski. Ski ski. All on these. She tech game. So fire. Stop. Drop. Roll. Pussy so good. Gotta pay that toll. Bitch go crazy. Right to the left. Right. Left. 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 Two step. Hit him with the roll. Kill him with the flow. Then I pick and roll. I'm a centerfold. Bitch, you looking pitiful. North to the south. To the east. To the west. Gotta make it wet. And I say it with my chest. Gotta lick it for you. Stick it. And that's how we gotta kick it. Give him top and really bitch. Look it up. If I said it, then I'm in. If I didn't, then forget to get your money up. And better got reviews about I'm ready. So you know I gotta get it. They don't gotta give me credit because I know you're my head. It's in my accident. That's the best
hey,
part.
Hey, round of applause
that's
for Justina Valentine.
My earring fell out. But yeah,
you snapped on that.
That's where it goes fast and it comes back in. Then I go fast again. So one thing's for sure and two things for certain. You definitely need breath control to do
definitely.
That live. And Busta is the king
He's
of that.
He's a breath control,
yes.
control genius.
Like I
crazy.
Feel like he... could just hold his breath. If he was in that submarine, he would have made it back to the top with his breath control.
Right.
Because the way Busta spits live, like for real, I look at him and I'm like, you know, because I'm a student of the shit.
Right.
And I'm studying how he does it because I definitely was influenced by Busta heavily. And on this song, definitely called on those Busta vibes. And I'm like, when does he breathe? And I'm watching live.
Right.
I'm like, oh, he didn't. He just right. kept going. Like, he didn't breathe.
Right.
So, especially for me, because my voice is very finicky. I'm always, like, a little hoarse. So, for me, it's even...
But your breathing is crazy, too, because I remember watching an episode
yeah,
of
I saw
her.
Dick and I
when she
my
was
nose.
Riding... What? You were riding on a mechanical bull while you were rapping.
Yes.
And you didn't
yes.
run out of breath. I'm like, she's, like, riding on this bull, rapping
yes.
fast. I'm like, how the
I'm
fuck?
Really good at riding things and rapping fast while I do it. yeah, the bull, that's, like, my favorite game. I hold the record for the bull spitting... you know, the time that someone's held onto the bull and the
right.
most words spit. It's in the MGK episode. And, Yeah, I mean, that's one of my favorite.
Round of applause to her on that. Round of applause.
Thank you.
All right, so I got to ask you, who's your favorite rapper?
I mean, it's I have so many favorites and rappers that have been influenced.
It's so hard.
I know, you know, but my favorite rapper of all time is Tupac.
Hey, shout out to Tupac.
Yeah, hell yeah. And I always say, like, it's so crazy because when you think of, like, the time that Tupac actually was out as an artist, like, it wasn't a long time.
Right.
So for him to have had such an impact and still to this day and just still be, like, such an icon in the shit, it's like, wow.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, because you think of, like, a lot of rappers' careers and they span, like, you know, 5, 10, 20, you know, decades. And it's like, right. Pac was really out for just a few years.
Right.
So it's crazy.
It's crazy. Same just with Biggie, too. Like, it's
same
like,
exact
how many albums did he have before he died? It was two.
Biggie?
Right?
Yeah, I mean, they made so many, like, best of albums of them right. after they passed. But yeah, actual albums, he had what, two? Life After Death?
Now, you know.
You could talk.
But you, now you know.
Oh, one before he died, right. Yeah. He was like. Nah, you can talk now, it's all good.
Now, you know, Busta Rhymes came on, and I asked him who was a better rapper, Tupac or Biggie, and he said Biggie. Do you disagree with that?
I think, listen, Tupac and Biggie, when you talk about hip-hop, when you talk about rap, they are always going to be the first names that come up. And so, like, I'm not going to say one was a better rapper than the other. Like, they're icons, they're the GOATs. It's just for me, Tupac was just always my favorite. Like, my favorite rap song of all time is Unconditional Love.
Right.
But Biggie is the fucking GOAT as well. Like, it's just
it's hard,
you know,
to
two
compare.
Ways about
it's so different.
It's hard
like,
to compare, exactly. So it's like, you know.
What about female rapper?
So female rappers, I'm so
who's your
happy.
Favorite? Cardi B, Megan, Nicki, who would you choose?
Listen, I love them all, and I want features from all of them. But no, I'm so happy for all the females doing it right now because the females are running shit right now.
Right.
Cardi, Latto, Nicki, Koi, Ice Spice, freaking Flo Milli,
right.
Scarlett, Meg, I mean... Doja, like, it's so many female rappers right now. Like,
now that... and out of those girls, you didn't mention Sexy Red.
Oh, not Sexy Red. I fuck with Sexy Red. I just seen her at BT Weekend.
But how do you feel about, like, speaking of her,
pound
how do you
town,
feel about people like comparing
town.
You to Sexy Red?
What, has somebody?
Yeah, I
my
heard
coochie
like
pink, my booty hole brown. Nah, shout out to Sexy Red. She was cool as hell. I actually just met her. Picture of us on my IG.
What do you think about her as an MC?
You know what I think about, like, music in general is that it's a space and a place for everyone.
Right.
So as long as you got your audience and they fuck with you and what you're doing, it's a place and
right.
a space for it. What Sexy Red, she just hits me as a type that she's very just authentically her. She don't give a fuck.
She don't give a fuck.
She was walking around the BT Awards with just the wads of her money. And
right. She didn't even have a purse. She was like, just give me the money.
She said,
like,
fuck a purse. during one of the commercial breaks, she got up. She was ripping her shit. And
right.
I love that. I'm like, okay, yeah, you're not on the stage, but you're in the aisles killing it. Made a moment. Then we have the female rappers that were out even before, you know, this whole batch of females that are out now.
Right.
Grew up on Lil' Kim. You know, it's so many, you know,
Kim.
You got the Brat, you got Shauna, you got Foxy, Lauryn Hill, Missy, you know what I mean? So
I love Lauryn Hill.
I love, though, that females are running it again now because I feel like there was a time when it was a lot of female rappers out and then there wasn't for a while and
right.
now there is. So
I feel like female rappers running it more than
running
like
it.
Males now.
So
that's
one,
all I hear on the radio.
No, and so one thing about me, I'm so happy for the ladies. Like, I'm so happy for their successes and I love it. And I think the more female rappers there is, it just makes more space for more females to be able to get in because it's always new guy rappers. So I love that.
Right.
It's like all these girls doing their Lola Brooke. I mean, shout out to Lola. It's a lot of new female rappers.
But if you could only choose one feature, who would it be with out of female rapper? If you had to choose one out of everybody.
Oh,
that's a hard
old
one.
Old
right
and
now.
New, like.
Oh, damn.
That even harder, right?
Well, then, no. You know what it is? If I just, like, old
Lil
or
Kim,
new.
Lil' Kim, Missy,
I'm going
Lauren.
I'm going with Lil' Kim because I literally,
shout out to Lil' Kim.
Nah, shout out to
Lil'
Kim. Like, I literally grew up on her. And one thing about Lil' Kim.
Jump off.
I want to give her a prop.
Yeah,
when I met her, she was so fucking cool.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, to really grow up and meet someone who's like an idol of yours. When I met her, I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, Kim, it's so nice to meet you. I love you. She's like, girl, I watch you on TV all the time. I told her I could have melted into a puddle in that moment. I could have fainted, you know?
And, it's crazy. Your idol, like one of your idols that you look up to and love, like, are a fan of you. It's like, wow, like, you know, I made it, you know what I'm saying?
And it's like not only is like she goated, but she's so nice as a person that I was, you know, it just made me always feel like, because I'm always the type, I always take a picture with anybody, whatever, even if I look busted and disgusted, I'll tell someone, I'm like, yo, give me your shades real quick. But so I always think, but I, you know, I've always been like that because I really am so grateful and thankful for anyone who fucks with me. But then even after I met Lil' Kim, I was like, okay, look, the way she made me feel, I want to make sure anyone I ever meet that fucks with me, I make them feel the same way, you know? So,
you know, I think you might be the best rapper on Wildin' Out. Like,
that's a fucking Fendi.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, bro, like, I was watching all your Wildin' Out episodes. I'm like, you really representing Italians. Like, you killing it right now.
Yeah.
What other female rapper is Italian? Iggy is an Italian, is she? Is Iggy a...
No, I think Iggy's Australian.
Lady Gaga's Italian.
Oh, yeah, Lady Gaga's Italian.
Lady Gaga is Italian. I thought she was from Canada.
No, Lady Gaga, I think, is from New York.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, the thing about Wildin' Out is I definitely have to go hard because shout out to all my brothers on the show. There is so many legendary, you know, rappers and comedians on there. Yeah, so when you're in a room full of goats and, like, greats, it's like, oh, you got to go hard. And especially being a female... It's like,
gotta go extra hard.
Like, I knew, you know, when I stepped up on that stage and got in there, that I just really had to prove myself and show them what was up. So, you know, and then being around people that are so good, you really sharpen your sword because we're always going at it 24/7. Even when we're on tour and we're like on the tour bus, we'll go around the tour bus and we'll do like a game. Like, it'd be like me, Clips, Khan, and Hitman, and we'll do like compound rhymes. Wow. And we'll do like where you have to rhyme 3, 4, 5 syllables. And if you fuck up one syllable, you're out.
Damn.
We keep point. We're petty. Between that and gut, that's what we do the whole
People
time.
People don't understand how much talent and like you got to be intelligent to be able to freestyle. You got to think about what you're going to say. Like, you, it's so much that goes. It's not easy.
Yeah, no.
And
I mean,
speaking
a lot
of Wildin' Out, like season 20 now.
Yes.
Wow. Round of applause to that. Woo!
Season 20, honey.
Shout out to Nick Cannon.
Shout out to
y'all
Nick.
Been doing it big. 20 seasons. That's crazy.
I love Nick.
How did, now, let me ask you, for the people that don't know.
No,
how,
we never had sex.
No, I wasn't going to ask. I was curious about that, but no, I wasn't going to ask you that.
We'll talk about
it. No, I was going to ask you, how did you get started on Wildin' Out?
So I have to shout out my boy. We'll talk about the sex later. I have to shout out my boy, Tonio Skits.
Shout out to Tonio Skits. I interviewed him.
That's my brother for life. So I was in LA shooting a music video with my boy Futuristic. And at the time, you know, I was just on like my artist grind. I wanted to be a rapper, wanted a hit single. That's where I wasn't trying to get on TV, none of that. So I was in LA and filmed this music video and I hit Tonio up to come through and do a skit for the video. So he did, came through. And while we were there, he was like, so he was beatboxing because he could beatbox.
Right.
And so I'm freestyling, whatever. Snapchat was lit at the time. He's snapping everything and he's like, yo, sis. He was like, I'm auditioning for the show. You'd be perfect for it. Mm. I'm like, what show? He said, Wildin' Out. I'm like, oh, Wildin' Out? I'm like, I love Wildin' Out. I'm like, that's where they make up the songs, like right on the spot. I was like, I'll body that. Like, I'll kill that. So he connected me with the producers. And then we sent them in just videos of me spitting real freestyles. Like, not like how people come to a radio station with a written verse and say, I'm spitting
a freestyle.
A real freestyle. A real off the top. One of them, shout to Be Real, was at a Be Real show.
Yeah.
One was at SOB's. One was on the street in New York. It was just like a bunch of videos. And so they called me in for an audition, went in, bodied the audition, and then... The rest is history. Been on the show ever since. So yeah,
round of applause to Tonio Skits.
Tonio, like Tonio could ask me for anything. He could call me and be like, sis, I need a liver. Wait, how many livers do you have? Just one? a pancreas? Whatever we have two of,
two kidneys.
If he need a kidney, if he need a pussy lip, whatever he needs, if I got two of them, he can have one.
Right.
But a nipple, he got to do a nipple transplant.
What he going to do with a pussy lip?
Y'all, like. He might just use that. He might use that as fish bait. He do live in Miami. I don't know. But anything I have two of, he can have. Because that's my, not everyone is like that. To
yeah,
be like, yo,
to really
want to
help
audition.
You like that, that's crazy.
And he knew yeah. that I would be perfect for wow. the show, and he was right. So for him to do that, like...
And here you are 8 years later.
Right, wow. right. So he knows, like, that's my brother for life. Like, for life. And I actually just did a movie last year.
Forget About It?
Forget About
yeah,
Christmas.
Viva Italia. Yep.
Yes, it premiered on VH1. It's on Amazon
oh,
Prime. You can watch it.
Oh, Christmas round of applause for that. You got a new movie.
Yes. Shout out to Renee Graziano.
Yes.
So you rapping, acting,
everything.
Reality
and I did,
star.
Like, everything on the movie. I produced, wrote, directed, starred in it. I got my Eddie Murphy on. I played like six characters.
Wow.
So
I gotta
Antonio,
check that out.
Antonio had like the third biggest role in the movie.
Right.
So, you know, like me and him are locked in for life. So it's really because of Antonio. How I got on Wildin' Out, got the opportunity, and then I was ready because you know you gotta stay ready. So
you
have to
be prepared.
When that opportunity came, I was so hungry and so ready. I was just like, okay, you know, this is my time. So I was ready for my time, and then the rest is history. Nick changed my life, gave me the platform.
How is it working with Nick?
Amazing. Nick is so fucking humble, which people who don't like. You know, really know him or haven't been around him like that might not know. Like, I have never heard Nick yell in 8 years. Like, he don't
wow.
raise his voice for real.
He just be chilling.
Yeah, like, he's just a very, he leads with, like, a lot of grace and just, like, he'll tell you what you need to know. And I've seen him tell people what they need to know about himself. But he'll do it, like, behind closed doors, not in front of everyone, and just in a very, just...
Have you met?
In a very much so way that like a leader should
like, yeah,
speak to his people
exactly,
to not make
yeah.
them feel bad, but here's what you could do to be
right.
You
wow.
know?
Have you met Mariah?
I haven't met Mariah. No, I haven't met Mariah. I feel like meeting Mariah is like meeting the Pope.
Right,
you
know I
mean?
Right?
Like, it might
happen, be more exclusive
not.
Than meeting
yeah,
the Pope.
I mean,
like,
yeah,
you know,
so,
it's hard to meet Mariah. Now you were recently quoted.
I met the other baby mamas.
Oh, shit. Now, speaking of that, you were recently quoted saying Nick Cannon's penis doesn't take a vacation.
It doesn't. My goodness.
What do you think about Nick Cannon's multitude of babies and baby mamas?
You know, I think Nick is the type of person that takes care of everything that needs to be taken care of.
Right.
Meaning, you know, all his kids, his baby moms, he's got the money to do it. And I know people will be like, well, he don't have the time. Somehow he does. Because Nick doesn't really sleep for real. And I've never seen someone get so much shit done in one day. So, like,
how many hours a day do you think Nick Cannon sleeps?
Honestly, because I've asked him this for real. I think he, like, naps. My guess would be 2 to maybe 3 hours on a good day. Because he just doesn't sleep a lot.
Wow.
And I asked him before, I'm like, Nick, you don't really sleep that much for real. And he's like, nah, like, lay my head down. So, yeah, I think Nick just makes time for... everything he does. I know he's a great father. He loves his kids. I know he treats all his baby mothers amazing. So it's like,
I heard, yeah.
who
he
am I to judge?
Balances really good.
Right.
Who
has he ever tried to add you to the list?
We use the condom stun.
Oh, you use
she
one with Nick?
Him how to use them.
Yeah. He's,
oh, so y'all did smash.
He's about to drop Wildin' Out condoms. The problem is they have holes in them. They're Nick Cannon's.
Wait.
So,
use them. So hold on. You smashed Nick Cannon?
Oh, yeah. Like, so it was a hole in the top. It just looked like a cock ring at that point because there was, you know, the whole
wait,
condom.
For real?
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. We was like, wildin'. No. I never fucked Nick. I fucked
oh,
some
I'm
other
like,
cats.
Wait,
never.
Hold
not
on.
Nick. No.
Fuck, I didn't think
no,
wow, okay.
Nick is like... You always lying. Yo, I'm not gonna lie. Your sound person is body like straight body. Who is the sound person?
That's Bree back there.
Shout to Bree. You are doing the motherfucking
Big
thing.
Big Daddy Bree.
Daddy.
But yeah, so no. I never smashed Nick. No, Nick is like my big brother,
what?
My mentor, you know?
Right.
That would be weird.
That'd be weird,
yeah. He never even tried.
Now, were there any people on Wildin' Out that you had relationships with?
Oh, a couple. We talking about the Wildin' Out girls or the cast members?
The cast members.
I
or girls.
Yeah, yeah. I kissed a lot of the Wildin' Out girls like
yeah,
in the
yeah.
episodes. Like,
mouth go crazy.
Yeah, mouth definitely
mouth
made out
crazy.
With a few
oh, yeah,
of the Wildin'
yeah,
Out
like
girls. I mean, the Wildin' Out girls are so bad though. Like for real. Like there's I mean
they pick some fine girls.
They pick some
How many
fire.
Girls audition to be a Wildin' Out girl?
Probably
like a
lot.
Million.
Probably a lot because shit, it's a good job. You know, they look amazing. They're on stage doing their thing, dancing to the music, announce the winner. It's a good gig,
right?
You know? But yes, I definitely made out with a bunch of the Wild 'N Out girls. And then, yeah, a couple cast members, you know what I mean? Gave me a little tickle with their pickle.
And not to mention, every celebrity has been on Wild 'N Out. So this is a question.
Oh, yeah.
I told some people you're coming. Everybody wanted me to ask you, who on Wild 'N Out did you curve? What celebrities?
Oh, I definitely curved quite a few celebrities. The thing about me, though, is, like, I'll talk shit about my cast members because, like, you know, they're my brothers for real.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to tell y'all what celebrities I've curved because I have curved some big celebrities.
Like,
I'm not
some big rappers that we know about.
Oh, like, curve mean like scare, scare? You just,
basically,
you know,
like they tried to holler at you curve. And you just kind of curved them like,
Yeah, not even dish, just like, they don't necessarily have to
curve
dish,
out of the
like,
situation.
Yeah, you just curved them. Yeah, you got out the lane. And
didn't you freestyle like battle against Lil Baby?
No, I just told Lil Baby, I said something like, your name is Lil Baby, but I'm trying to call you Daddy.
Did he try you, little baby?
No. And I fuck with Jada. We had Jada on the show too. So
True, facts.
But yeah, no. I've definitely curved some, like, you know, ball players, rappers. You know, it's like certain type of dudes that like me because I'm very aggressive.
Right.
So like a mild manner type of dude, like they don't like me. It'd be like, you know, like the aggressive men, like, you know.
So are most guys like intimidated by you?
Oh yeah.
Because you have a strong personality. Yes. A lot of guys might be intimidated.
Yes.
What's
That's
your type?
Funny.
What's your type? Just curious.
Oh, thugs.
I was just about to say that, like, gun on the dresser, like, straight thug, right?
Gotta have the blicky.
Now, so
gotta have the sticky.
So what's your relationship status now?
Well, my pimp is here. I'm not allowed to say.
Oh, okay. Shout out to the pimp in the
smack
back.
Me. No, I'm just kidding. No. I mean, you know what the thing is? One thing about me is I give the people so much of myself, I give them everything, is that I never tell them who I'm fucking.
Isn't it hard,
like,
though, like, to balance? Because you're in the public eye so much.
You know what?
How do you balance, that personal life?
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, I make it happen. Anything you want to make happen, you can.
Yeah.
The thing about who I'm fucking, I'm just like, y'all don't really need to know. And
right.
That's why people don't know who I fucked.
Right.
Nobody knows.
Right.
I mean, unless the guys have to talk up people like, yo, knock that bitch down. But I don't talk about that. I don't talk about who my man is when I do have a man, just because I don't need the evil eye on that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I've never posted. And it's like, I mean, I probably have posted some people I fuck because my cast members. But no, but the thing is, I'm such like a tomboy and always with the boys that everyone think I'm just currently fucking one of my cast members anyway, whether it's Khan, whether it's Hitman. So that's just what people think.
Right.
So let them think that. And maybe I am.
So do you not believe in like posting couples pictures?
No.
Oh, shit.
No. For what? For what?
So, all right. So when,
that's
at what point?
Waiting
and then half like.
At
half
what point would you post the guy? Like, y'all would have to be straight married or like at what point?
I'll post a picture of him with his tongue in my asshole. So all you see is his tongue in
you
my
asshole.
You
ain't showing the face. Damn.
No, I mean, like my thing is, whether when I do have a boyfriend, when I don't, I just feel like half my fan base don't want to see that for real anyway.
Right.
They're there to hear me roast people, rap, like, you know. So if I felt one day like that was really what the people wanted to see, maybe I think about it because I am a woman of the people. But for now, I like the way I do it.
But for like your personal situations, like with the guys that you have dated, are they mostly like behind the scenes guys or are they mostly like in the entertainment industry? Or what do you prefer? You like regular guys or like industry guys?
I like a guy who don't want to be posted on my Instagram.
Okay,
You're worried about getting posted on my Instagram,
you in it for clout.
But forget about that. You're not even my type.
Right.
I want a guy who don't even want to be seen. Can't be seen for whatever type of reason. Like,
he on probation. Like, he ain't even supposed to be in this city.
He doesn't
like,
even want
to
be seen. Yeah. And that's my type.
So you like a real thug. Like, you got to, like, just duck in the car and shit getting shot up.
Well, wait. Not that crazy. Only thing he should be shooting up is the club when him.
You like him like Ghost,
after.
Like a reformed thug. Like, now he's like, professional. Well, he left his street days. Now he's trying to change his life and shit.
You know what I mean? Just someone who could hold it down. But someone who's not thirsty. Who is just there because, you know what I mean, they want to be there and they fuck with me. If someone even asks to be posted on my Instagram, that's a red flag and just wouldn't be my type. And honestly, I don't fuck with those type of guys. So the guys I fuck that's with, weirdo. They don't even ask me for that. And if right. they did, they would be dead corny to me.
What about you guys? What are your views on like...
butt sex.
Posting your mate.
I feel like, you know, if you really love the person, you should. But like, you know, if you're dating somebody and, you know, they it just happens organically, then yes. You know?
I think it depends on... your situation, like, you know, what you are in the public eye, blah, blah, blah. And then you kind of take it for the day, tailor it to every situation. What do you do, Rari? Who's your little rap snack?
Me.
Fuck, we talking. Who's your little rap snack? The barbecue chips are my favorite flavor.
Carissa,
I need a rap snack.
Yes.
I need some red hot chips.
Yes, yes. Can we get Justine her own rap snacks?
Yeah, what are we talking about,
Can we make
Rari?
That happen?
Yeah, I need some red hot shit.
Remember when we did our little quick backstage rap?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interview? What flavor did you say you'd be again?
Well, for me, I think I would have to be something with a kick. Something spicy.
Something
spicy.
I think they
it needs
that.
To be no Italian. So it should be like a spaghetti flavor.
Or maybe like
lasagna Dorito or lasagna nacho.
Let's workshop that, but something. It's got to taste. I got to taste as it. But and Romeo's my dude too. So
yeah,
you know
shout
what
out
mean?
To Romeo.
Yeah, shout out to Romeo. So now, yeah, let's make that happen. I need a rap snack.
So before the show, you were just working on your music. Were like fame before the show. Like what were you doing? Like working on your music? Just
I was selling pussy, selling drugs, bartending. Huh? Oh, yeah, no. I was just like blinders on. Wanted to be an artist. You know,
and you come from a family of entertainers too, right?
A lot of people in my family can play instruments. Nobody's lit or nothing like that. But everyone's like good, like guitar, piano. Just people have good rhythm and all that. So when I was on the Warped Tour, that's when I was just really trying to be a rapper. But honestly, like in my opinion, being a white chick that raps was really like just banging my head against the wall. And I was always dope. And, you know, I even had like a little, I did catch some buzz with it. I had a song with Fetty. Shout out to my boy Fetty Wap.
Yeah, free Fetty until it's man. Backwards. Free Fetty.
You know, we had a little joint right before I got on Wildin' Out, and that's when he was like super hot. So I did touch like a little bit of success, but it wasn't what I wanted. And, you know, I just felt like, I don't know, the world just didn't want to hear a white bitch rapping.
No, I'm curious. Because
it's a lot of white guy. It's a lot of white guy rappers.
It is.
A lot.
It is.
And so now.
Well, they used to even get like a lot of crap. You know,
I don't care what. I don't like, care you know, what.
Because it wasn't authentic.
Right. Yeah, not, right. Like, that's true.
Certain ones weren't like, I'm going to call them out. Sammy Adams from Boston. Awful.
Here's the thing. I don't care what crap they got. They still were able to make it in and get recognition and have careers.
So
because it's one thing, everybody gets crap. Right. I get crap and I'm still.
So let me ask you this. Do you think that the industry and people in general discriminate against white female rappers?
I mean, I can't speak for anybody but myself. But if I had a dick and balls rapping the way I rap, yes, I do feel that I would have way more recognition. I'm the first and only female to ever go up to Sway's Five Fingers of Death and spit a real freestyle off the top of the brain while DJ Wonder was changing the tempo of the beats from faster to slower, which rappers can't even do that shit. And I even asked Wonder, I said, oh, I didn't think y'all tempo changed anymore. Why were y'all changing the tempo on me? And he's like, because you were talking so much shit about how dope you were. And I killed it. I caught it. But he said they stopped doing that like 5 or 7 years ago.
Wow.
I'm the first female to do that. So
they
I feel
put the pressure on you.
I feel like if any other female would have went up there and came off top for 6 minutes with the tempo of the beat changing, you would have heard a lot more about it. Now, my fans recognize
it. You would
it
also knew they
it.
Weren't really freestyling because then they would have been like, oh, shit, stop.
But I'm saying if someone else would have done what I did, I just feel like, you know, they would have got a lot more.
They would have got so much,
They would have got a lot more recognition with it. So for me, I can only speak for myself. I feel like, yes, you know, being a white female rapping just wasn't it. So when I got on Wildin' Out and got that TV and the film look, I was so embraced in that space that I was like, you know, that became my main thing. And, you know, music kind of became the side
too,
bitch. Yeah.
Because like, it's like you were spitting crazy on the show.
Yeah, and like, I mean, and I was spitting crazy before the show, but like right. I was saying, I just couldn't get that, you know, I just couldn't get my head above the water with it. So even last year, we shot like 4 seasons of Wildin' Out. I produced and did my own movie. That took up a big part of the year, and I shot like 2 other TV shows. I didn't even drop music last year. The only music I dropped was I did the soundtrack for my movie. But now, fuck it. I'm back with a vengeance. I dropped a brand new single, Mouth Go Crazy. I was happy with just the TV and film. Fuck it. I want the hit single again. Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking run it. Round of applause.
Let's fucking run it. My mouth go crazy.
Quick question I want to ask you. What do you think about Iggy Azalea?
I think Iggy had a lot of success with commercial songs, like, you know, and God bless her. You know what I mean?
You wouldn't consider her like a EMC.
I mean, she rhymes. I'm not going to consider her not an MC. You know, she has some big hit singles. Shit, I want a hit like Iggy had, you know?
She has some major records.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not going to.
Her ass looks really good, too, by the way. They show her ass on all the vlogs, and I'm like, damn, no, she has a nice body.
She's beautiful. I know people probably want me to like discredit her or say something bad about her, but I'm not gonna do all that. Iggy had some big ass hits. Props to her on that. You know, I'm not comparing myself to her. We're two very different artists, but she had some big hits.
You could out battle her, obviously.
Definitely. I can out battle anybody. So yeah. I mean, to just single out Iggy and say, do you think you can battle her? I mean, like, you know, I come off the top. Like, I do mad shit. So, straight rapping. You put on a beat here. Rap about this. You're not prepared. Freestyle. I don't think anybody's seeing me.
Facts.
There's no female that's seeing me in a real freestyle off the top.
Facts.
I'm in the 0.01%, and that includes dudes.
And that includes
rappers
everybody.
Be scared to freestyle. People don't even freestyle for real because they're scared to do it. And most people can't do it.
Because then they're scared they're going to mess up and then look stupid.
Yeah, so, you know, when it comes to the freestyle shit, that's just what I do. That made me who I am. That's what got me on TV. That's been my brightest moments is ripping freestyles on Wild. It's been many a time I've ripped people on Wildin' Out where they didn't even show it because their agent or their manager asked Wildin' Out, please don't air that.
Right. Wow. It was that bad.
No, I believe.
Yes,
that.
We was just talking about one of them last night.
Now, if I was to ask you when we close out to bust a little freestyle, would you be down?
I need a beatbox. I need a beat, and I need someone.
Shit. We need Tony O'Skits in here,
right? And someone who got good rhythm to throw out the words. That's all right, what's
so
required.
Who's gonna throw the words out? I'll do the beatbox.
Let me hear your beatbox.
We in Miami.
Yeah, hold up. Look, I'm trying to get a Grammy. I'm in the building. You know I'm in Miami. When it come to freestyle, eat them for lunch. I'm chilling with my boy, and you know I had to stunt. Hey. Oh, you know I'm looking like a Barbie.
Hey.
Shout to my boy, yeah, I'm talking about Rari.
Hey.
I came with a snapback. I really need a backpack.
Hey.
What the fuck is popping? I need my own rap snack. Carissa,
hey.
You know I really miss ya. My girl look good, and you know I never diss ya.
Hey.
And you, I want to kiss ya. I got the bug.
Hey.
That's my man back there, because I only like thugs.
Hey.
Yeah. Don't put them on the camera. I know the haters. They probably not standing
hey.
Up. Where the motherfucking words?
Hey.
Y'all was supposed to give it, and this shit is so absurd.
Hey, round of applause for Justina Valentine. Oh, we can keep it going now. You ain't give no words to her.
No, number one, you didn't give no words. Number two, I was just warming up, but that's fine.
I'm even intimidated.
I go, how often do I say it? I've never done it. And
that's why, Carissa, you was going to do it while I was at the 1.5 bar. I said, let Rory do it.
But then
Rory got old.
No, that was it. When you said my name, Stun, I'm like, oh, shit, she said the name.
No, I was waiting for y'all.
Hey, round of applause, you, man. You're so lit.
Nah, thank y'all so much.
And I'm so proud of you, man. Like, you've done so much, and, like, you're so much of an inspiration to so many young girls. It might be Italian girls around the world that want to be a rapper and want to be on entertainment. You inspire all of them,
let's
man, and just
go,
every girl
baby.
In general.
Yes. Shout out to all my girls out there that's just trying to do their thing, especially in the male-dominated industries.
Right.
You know what I mean, ladies? Sometimes you got to metaphorically just grab your dick and balls, you know what I mean?
Right.
And just roll with the boys and
swing
do your
it.
Fucking thing. You could do it. So,
right.
Yes.
And now you're also the Maxim cover girl.
Oh, my gosh.
How did
we forget that?
We got
that?
The Maxim cover girl in the building. Featured on the cover of Maxim for July, August issue.
Yes.
That's huge.
Yeah, I was excited. It was crazy because they called me a week before the shoot. And they were like, so I was going to Atlanta to film We just actually filmed season 21. We got 21 in the can too.
Amazing.
So I was going out there to Atlanta and they were like, yeah, we need you to come out like a week early. You're going to do Maxim magazine. I'm like, oh, Maxim, like that's dope.
Crazy.
They're like, you're going to be on the cover. I was like, oh, they're like, are you ready? I put the fork full of pasta down.
Let me put this down.
I said, as ready as I'm going to be. What can I do in a week? Someone get me Ozempic. No,
right,
I'm just
right.
No, that Ozempic shit is scary, and I know a lot of people on it. I'm like, y'all bitches going to blow the fuck
do
up.
Do you not eat, though, like to keep your tummy so flat?
Honey, I'm Italian. I cannot eat.
How do you keep your tummy so flat?
We have good metabolism.
I got some punch. No, I definitely have good metabolism.
That's good.
I'm very active. I'm always moving around. I think I just run hot, so I burn shit off, but I eat. Like, I've tried to starve myself before just when I had an event. What's the stuff that they do with the honey and the cayenne pepper?
Oh, yeah.
I tried that for one day. It got to dinner time. I said, child, this shit ain't for me. I'd rather have a little... I'd rather have a little pudge because I'm not going to be hangry. I'm not going to be, like, not being able to, like, you know, just have my brain... Listen, I am not lit because I look good. I'm lit because I am witty and can spit.
I try to do my thing and
look cute, but the truth is, I grew up a tomboy. I did not know how to do my makeup until I got on TV. Still didn't know how to do it, and kind of still don't know how to do it.
Same.
Well, your makeup looks damn good today.
Well,
who did your makeup?
I didn't do it. Nicolina did it.
It looks really good.
Nicolina, I need your number.
Yeah, I flew my makeup artist out here because I don't really know how to do it like that. And so when you see bad pictures
of me. Well, you don't look like no tomboy to me. Can we do an outfit check? Give her some music. Woo! Give her some music.
Oh, let's do the outfit check.
Oh. We in Miami, damn. Okay, Justina, damn. Oh, shit. Hey.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, trust me, I'm showing way more than that on Maxim. You can see my ass crack. I told the photographer. I said, listen, I shaved my and my ass. But I said, if a
can
little,
we pull up this magazine cover? I want to see it.
I said, if a little daddy long leg hair sticking out of there, make sure you... One thing that I noticed about these magazines
creepers.
That I didn't know for real, they really, like, don't edit. What you see is what you get. There's a picture of me.
Really?
I come up from under the water. I have makeup. Like, they real rugged and raw. But, I mean, that's cool.
Right.
To see that, like...
So it's real, real.
Real, real. Me and Nicolina were looking at the picture. She said, girl, they ain't even... She goes, yeah, eyelashes flopping off. You got mascara. I said, what's real rugged and raw? I just came out of the water. So, but that's cool.
But how does it feel, though, being a cover girl?
That's crazy. I love it.
It honestly feels amazing. Like, it's such a blessing. Shout out to Maxim. Shout out to Nick. Shout out to the whole team that put it together. It was an incredible experience. The photographer was funny as hell. Shout out to Jill. He's a French photographer. And, I get there, I do a couple pictures, do the cover picture, change the look, do some more pictures. So now, because I was supposed to do like 7
And I love
looks.
Your red bikini to match your hair.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
He
was
goes good. To me, now imagine, I have no, this is all my hair, but I had extensions, so my hair's like down in here.
Wait, this is your hair?
Yeah, this is on me.
No.
You have no
yes.
Damn,
no. It's like a wig. It's so
no bundles?
Perfect.
Nothing.
That's
nothing.
Crazy.
You
wow.
You always had nice hair.
Yeah, I have really thick, that's like Italian crazy. Hair. But I had so.
How did
I
you get it
hair.
Perfectly red? On my bad. I'm just like,
oh,
looking
no, you're
at it
good.
Like.
I mean,
damn, that's crazy.
What do you mean? Do you not think this is my real
hair.
Color?
She has
I'm
no
just kidding. So, every.
Like, I know you're Italian, but.
Every 2 weeks, I freshen it up when I'm busy. But so, we've done like a couple pictures. He goes to me, okay. You get in the pool. So I go in the pool. I have like hooker boots on. I go to like here. He goes, more. So now I go to here. He goes, more. I go, Jill. I go, my hair's getting wet. He goes, more. Under. And he's like an OG, like an
right,
older
right,
dude,
right,
like
right.
Maxim photographer.
Wow.
He goes, more. So now my hair's wet. I'm up to here.
Right.
I'm to my chin. He goes, more. I go, Jill. This is my face for the day. He goes, you under now, mermaid.
Yeah, them OGs don't be playing.
No, I was like this. I was like, then he goes for the picture where I'm naked. He goes, I go under the water. He goes, oh yeah, my bad. He goes, you everything off.
I was, what? Damn.
He goes, now you swim like mermaid back and forth. So the picture where I'm butt ass naked, I was swimming like a mermaid back and forth. And, then, you know,
That's crazy.
He had Nicolina, like, fix my makeup a little bit So I go back outside. He takes three pictures. He goes, okay, under it again. She was like, bruh is right. So that's the shoot was just so funny.
That's crazy.
Fun. Like, you had to be there. Like, we were cracking up for real.
What do you ever do, Playboy?
I was just thinking that.
I mean, everybody got a price. I bust it out open for the right number.
Right.
Yeah.
Like what? Like $1 million? Would you do Playboy?
I mean, it really all depends.
I heard they offered. What are they? They offered $1 million. It was just for a few pictures. What was the female, the rapper? I forgot her name.
I mean, it all depends. Like, I'm like, what kind of shot do they want? Like, they're gonna stick a little camera up my pussy and get my like.
Yeah, like if it's too crazy or more like artistic.
Yeah, is it like, you know, I mean.
It's not Pornhub.
At this point, it's like, you know, I guess, you know, I've done a couple of things that's strange for a little bit of change.
How those Wild 'N Out checks? Those Wild 'N Out checks good? They be crazy?
I mean, if you're me or DC, I can't speak for nobody else. I don't be worried about.
Every check is not created equal at the building, you know what I'm saying?
I don't worry about everybody else's numbers, but I'm eating wonderfully. You know, but you know, I don't know what other people get, son.
Facts. We're gonna be eating good too.
It's only my own, you know.
Right. We're gonna be eating good at that Wild 'N Out too.
Speaking of eating good, y'all need to come to the Wild 'N Out restaurant. Yeah. Get some drinks. Get some appies.
Turn up.
You know what I mean? Carissa, might be some pappies.
Yes.
Whatever the fuck you looking for. Yes. So,
man, well, I just want to thank you.
New.
Yes.
So, listen, man, thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank
just
you,
saying
son.
That I'm so proud
so
of you.
Fun with you.
Thanks.
Next time I come, just get like at least one person that has some rhythm and who could throw out words. What? No, you guys
know,
did
right?
So good.
I heard that.
We need some.
Yeah. We'll bring Tony. Yeah, and then you do the word. Yeah. I love y'all. I'm just playing. But I'm saying.
Last question before we get out of here. When Tony Skits came on, I asked him, you know, like, would he get his ass ate? What's your views on that? Would you eat a man's ass?
Here's the thing. No, because a man that wanted me to eat their ass is not my type.
Okay.
And I'm not
So you want someone like if you grab his ass, he gonna slap you?
Yes.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, slap the shit out of me, bitch.
Yeah, like
don't
what the fuck you
ass.
Doing?
Yeah. So okay, like okay. I'm not mad at the ass eaters across the world, and if somebody wanna nibble on my kibble, it's all good because I keep it nice and clean. But if a guy wants
So you like getting your ass ate?
It's not that I like it, but like if I'm getting eaten out and like your tongue slipped down there, I mean, you know.
You won't move
it. Fuck it,
yeah,
I won't move it. No, my shit is clean.
She said she won't move
but if you want me to nibble on your kibble, then you're not my type.
What if he real gangster though and he just like, hey, bro, you want to know what I mean? Go down
could,
a little lower, mom.
Real gangsters could be on the DL too. That don't mean a motherfucking thing. I'm not ass shaming.
You heard a song
I
from Sukiyana? Now I'm eating his ass.
Oh, yeah, now I'm eating his ass.
What do you think about that song? You like the song?
I fuck with Suki.
Yeah,
Suki with the. Is it
Suki
or
with
Suki?
The, Suki with
Suki with
the
good
coochie.
Shout out to Suki.
Shout out to you, man.
I fuck with. And she's like on the same vibe as like a sexy red. Like, they going to say whatever. They gonna tell you that the booty hole brown, they eating ass.
And by the way, Antonio said the same thing. He agreed with you. He said he would not let no one eat his ass. He said no matter what. He said fuck no. I gotta show you that clip.
Oh yeah, I gotta see it.
Hey man, but not, thanks so much
but
for coming.
I know somebody who ate Antonio's ass. What? I'm just fucking with you, D. No.
So make sure y'all go get her new single, Me, Mouth Go Crazy.
Yeah, so Mouth Go Crazy out now. Maxim Magazine out now. Tune in every Thursday night to VH1, 9 p.m. Brand new season of Wildin' Out.
Hey.
Season 20. And go get that Maxim.
Hey, round of applause.
Jerk off to it, whatever you're going
to
do.
Get that coconut oil to the magazine.
Yeah, get that Earl.
Thank you. And also, I want to thank Rari for coming through, man. Thank you so much, bro. You're my brother. You know what I'm saying? And Carissa, thank you so much.
Yes, Rari.
And before we get out of here, I got to ask y'all, where we at?
We in Miami.
We in Miami.
Thank you, son.